From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Somali police say that at least 15 people were killed when the militant group Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport on Saturday. They set off a massive explosion followed by gunfire. A suicide car bomber attacked late Saturday afternoon outside the hotel Nasr Hablod. Gunfire was heard shortly afterward inside the hotel. More than two dozen people were injured. A police spokesman said that security forces had hunted down and killed the attackers on the roof of the hotel. Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Somalia, has claimed responsibility for the attack. Russian and Syrian government airplanes have killed at least 45 people, including children, in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that airstrikes hit the town of Kurye in Deir el-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled, that is, by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces rebel fighters clashed with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Manbij had been one of the major supply stops for Islamic State militants through areas of northern Syria that they control. Local activists say that the loss of the town would be a significant setback for the terror group. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, including the latest fallout from Britain's exit from the European Union, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The founding members of the European Union on Saturday urged quick negotiations about Britain's departure from the bloc, saying the other 27 countries in the EU need to move ahead and think about the future. In a display of unity in Berlin, foreign ministers of the six founding members urged quick negotiations to avoid prolonged financial and political insecurity for the continent. Belgium's Foreign Minister Didier Reynders said that the migrant crisis is one of several things that will have to be addressed.
It's very important to give a very clear answer to the population, to the citizens in Europe, with very concrete measures. We need to do the same about security, external security and internal security, after so many terrorist attacks in different member states and elsewhere. And third, maybe we need to work together on jobs creation and to have a better growth.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said that negotiations on a British exit or Brexit should begin as soon as possible. He added that intensive European discussions were needed. All of the foreign ministers spoke of the need for a speedy renegotiation to avoid instability. Pope Francis insisted Saturday the world should never forget or minimize the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians, but he urged Armenians themselves to infuse their collective memory with love so they can find peace and reconciliation with Turkey. Speaking at an ecumenical ceremony and prayer for peace in Armenia's capital, Yerevan, the pontiff told thousands of attendees that 100 years later, the suffering of those killed is shared not only by their descendants, but also by the world.
Questo tragico mistero di iniquità.
He said, this immense and senseless slaughter, this tragedy that your people experienced in the flesh, remains impressed in our memory and burns in our hearts. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks in the World War I event. That is widely viewed as genocide. However, Turkey denies that the deaths constituted genocide. U.S. President Barack Obama has designated the Stonewall National Monument in Greenwich Village as the first U.S. national monument to gay rights. In his weekly media address, the president said that this month's attack in Orlando shows that much needs to be done to give all Americans equal standing.
There's still work to do. As we saw 2 weeks ago in Orlando, the LGBT community still faces real discrimination, real violence, real hate.
The monument includes the landmark Stonewall Inn, a tavern where the gay rights movement gained political momentum nearly 50 years ago. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.